Jesus is Our Savior by Elder David B. Haight of the Quorum of the Twelve. Your Heavenly Father wants you to know His Son and what He has done for you. In the hearts of all mankind, of whatever race or station in life, there are inexpressible longings for something they do not now possess. This longing is implanted in man by a loving Creator. It is God's design that this longing of the human heart should lead to the one who alone is able to satisfy it. That fullness is found only in Jesus the Christ, the Son of our eternal Father in heaven. Paul declared, "For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell." Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. Jesus Christ was chosen and ordained to be the one and only Savior and Redeemer of the world. To the brother of Jared he said, "Behold, I am he who was prepared from the foundation of the world to redeem my people. Behold, I am Jesus Christ. In me shall all mankind have life, and that eternally, even they who shall believe on my name." Ether chapter 3, verse 14. He taught his disciples, "I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." John chapter 6, verses 38 and 40. Jesus taught and ministered to his disciples. When our Lord entered into Jerusalem, the multitudes, as described by Matthew and John, spread their garments in the way, Matthew chapter 21, verse 8, and took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him, John chapter 12, verse 13. It was the time of the annual feast of the Passover. For some time, the chief priests of the Sanhedrin had conspired together to find an excuse for taking Jesus and plotted to put him to death. They felt their opportunity had arrived. The day preceding the eating of the Passover, Jesus instructed his disciples where to find a room so they could meet together and receive his instructions. In that room, Jesus met with the 12 and they sat down to eat. After they had finished, Jesus taught them and ministered to them. He washed their feet and said to them, "Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet." John chapter 13, verses 13 and 14. Then he taught them, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." John chapter 13, verses 31 and 33 through 35. He continued to teach, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know." John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. But Thomas asked, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" John chapter 14, verse 5. The Savior replied, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. John chapter 14, verses 6 and 7. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world, and go to the Father. John chapter 16, verse 28. Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. John chapter 16, verse 23. Jesus initiated the sacrament and prayed for believers. While in that upper room, Jesus, initiating the sacrament, picked up bread, broke it, prayed over it, and passed it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you." Luke chapter 22, verses 19 and 20. After introducing the sacrament, the Savior said to his disciples, "It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." John chapter 16, verse 7. The Savior prayed to the Father for the apostles and all believers, "Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." John chapter 17, verses 1 through 3. The betrayal. After Jesus had finished his prayer to his Father, he left the upper room with the disciples and entered the Garden of Gethsemane to seek solitude and to pray. "O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. Of his suffering in the garden, the Savior himself has said, "Which suffering caused myself, even God, the greatest of all, to tremble because of pain, and to bleed at every pore, and to suffer both body and spirit, and would that I might not drink the bitter cup and shrink. Nevertheless, glory be to the Father, and I partook and finished my preparations unto the children of men." Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 18 and 19. "Behold, I, God, have suffered these things for all, that they might not suffer if they would repent." Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 16. As the guards and Judas approached him, the Lord said, "Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me." Matthew chapter 26, verse 46. Then Judas kissed him on the cheek. Jesus asked, "Friend, wherefore art thou come?" Matthew chapter 26, verse 50. "Whom seek ye?" John chapter 18, verse 4. They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." The Savior said, "I am he." John chapter 18, verse 5. The guards then led Jesus away to the Jewish rulers, and then to Caiaphas the high priest. See Matthew chapter 26, verse 57. The crucifixion. "I adjure thee by the living God," said Caiaphas, "that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God." Matthew chapter 26, verse 63. "I am, and ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven." Mark chapter 14, verse 62. Jesus was then taken before Pilate, who asked, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" John chapter 18, verse 33. Jesus replied, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews." John chapter 18, verse 36. Pilate said to the crowd, I find in him no fault at all, but ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? John chapter 18, verses 38 and 39. The crowd shouted, Not this man, but Barabbas. John chapter 18, verse 40. Then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. See Mark chapter 15, verses 15 through 17. Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. Luke chapter 23, verse 4. The crowd shouted, Crucify him! Crucify him! Away with him! Crucify him! See Luke chapter 23, verse 21. And they took him, the master, he whom Peter denied three times, and led him forth. He carried his own cross. He began the long journey to the hill, past the crowds that lined the way, past the weeping women, past the murderous mob that had cried for his crucifixion, and to the gates of the city, out to the hill called Golgotha, the place of a skull. See John chapter 19, verse 17. And there they crucified him. To the penitent thief hanging beside him, Jesus said, Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Luke chapter 23, verse 43. The last mortal words of Jesus, Woman, behold thy son. John chapter 19, verse 26. And then turning to John, Behold thy mother. John chapter 19, verse 27. And then, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Luke chapter 23, verse 46. It is finished. John chapter 19, verse 30. The resurrection. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, women went to the sepulchre with spices they had prepared, and found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. Luke chapter 24, verses 1 and 2. The voice of an angel asked, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Luke chapter 24, verses 5 and 6. This announcement proclaimed the most glorious event since the dawn of creation. Mary heard a voice ask, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She said, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. She heard someone say, Mary. Then she knew him and replied, Master. Touch me not, he said, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. See John chapter 20, verses 15 through 17. Later, Jesus appeared to the apostles in the upper room, where he had spent the evening with them prior to his death. They were frightened. Then they heard the voice of the Master. Peace be unto you. Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. Luke chapter 24, verses 36 and 38 and 39. Later, on the seashore at Galilee, while the Savior and the disciples were eating fish together, Jesus asked Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Feed my lambs. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. feed my sheep. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love thee. And the Savior replied yet again, feed my sheep. See John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. Three times Peter had openly denied the Lord. Now, three times Jesus drew from him the assurance of his love and loyalty. The time had come for Jesus to ascend to his Father's throne. Before his death, he had declared to his Father, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. John chapter 17, verse 4. After his resurrection, he tarried on the earth for some 40 days, that his disciples might more fully comprehend his risen and glorified being and be instructed in matters of the kingdom of God. Now he was ready to leave. The apostles knew he was the Savior. His disciples would no longer associate him with only the tomb. They would testify of him as glorified. Mount of Olives. As a place for his ascension, Jesus chose the Mount of Olives, which he knew well. For nearby, on the slope of the mount at Bethany, he had found rest and affection with Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Also near was the Garden of Gethsemane, where he had prayed and agonized alone. He chose the Mount of Olives to ascend from, and upon its summit his feet will rest when he comes again, not as a man of sorrows, but as a glorious and triumphant king. There, on the Mount of Olives, the Savior instructed the apostles and all who believe, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. I testify by the power of the Holy Ghost that this same Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, crucified for the sins of the world, to cleanse it from all unrighteousness, that through him all might be saved. See Doctrine and Covenant, section 76, verses 41 and 42. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. He is our Redeemer, our Lord, our King. His kingdom is again established on the earth, which is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This church, by divine direction, is preparing the world for his second coming, for he will come again. Adapted from an April 1982 General Conference address. End of Jesus is Our Savior by Elder David B. Haight of the Quorum of the Twelve. Idea List.